As young girls, we are fed the fairy tale that you will meet your Prince Charming in your 20s, fall madly in love, and live happily ever after. But what happens when you find yourself in your 30s and, oh, so single? You write about it, of course. Each week, I document the trials and tribulations of my dating life in a world run by dating apps, ghosting, and a host of options. Whether it's getting hit up for a threesome, dating a divorcee, dealing with dick pics, or stumbling around the apps, one thing I know for sure is that life is never dull. Join me each week as I chat to people going through a similar experience and getting an expert on from time to time to help us out. Let's really dive into what it's like to date as a 30-something singleton. I'm Jenna Hocking, and you're listening to Jenna with a J.
Welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. This week, I spoke to Danny Lakey on his Triple M late night show about the two recent articles I've written for news.com.au. I explained to Danny my theory on why we should date multiple people at once, and trust me, there's a valid reason for it. His response kind of shocked me.
Dating Thursdays.
Oh, the single bumble jungle can be full of weeds. And we've got Jenna Shocking Hocking in studio, writing new articles weekly. You can check them out on news.com.au. And dating multiple men. It's an interesting theorem, usually reserved for guys dating multiple women. I've never heard it the other way around.
Let me start by saying, it's not sleeping with multiple men.
Oh.
It's dating multiple men.
Oh, I see.
You can, maybe you can sleep with one of them, but keep it in the pants for the rest of
them. And I'm being facetious, of course. You know, you go out and get what you want. I mean, it's like the old saying, you don't go to the deli and just buy a kilogram of Hungarian salami. You want 200 grams of Hungarian. You go over, you maybe get a bit of mortadella, a little bit of prosciutto. You've got to try different meats out before you commit to your favourite sandwich.
You do. And there's another reason why you have to. Because a lot of girls, myself definitely included, goes on one date. And it's the most magical date. And the banter is amazing. And it's fabulous. And you straight away jump off the dating apps, decide he's the one, come up with this crazy theory in your head. Like, give me 24 hours and I figured out what our children's names are, when he can meet my parents, what are my friends doing next weekend, will they have time to meet him? We get carried away with the idea of the guy being the one without actually getting to know them properly.
You catch the feels. You romanticize. Every aspect of it, right?
You do. And so you've jumped off the dating apps. You've got rid of, like, any other potentials. And before you know it, within the week, you've got anxiety because he's stopped texting as much or, you know, you
know why that is, because he's dating about four chicks.
Yes, exactly. So do you know what you have to do? You have to keep your toes in the pond.
Mm.
You have to date other people because then you're not getting the anxiety of what's he up to, what's he doing, who's he talking to. Who cares? You're busy. You've got a date tomorrow night with another guy.
When you are diversifying this man portfolio, keeping your testicles in different baskets, are you feeling the same thing for these other men? Like, is it you've got 25% shares in all four, or are you just seeing these three to try and distract you for your inevitable love for man number one?
Okay, in all honesty, it's usually a distraction because you've always got a favourite. There's always one guy who's like, oh, I really, really caught the feels. But then another one can take you by surprise. Like, I went out with an idiot who was just a bit of a player, as it turns out. Lol, says me. But he kind of, you know, he fancied me for a while. I fancied him for a while. But I just kept this other guy on the back burner just in case. And so when this guy did find a new set of boobs to go lusting after and broke up with me, I wasn't as heartbroken as I would have been if I had just thrown all my loving at him.
Mm.
So I think you got to keep your options open.
Well, you've got to have something to fall back on at all times. There's nothing worse than being broken up with when it wasn't even really an official relationship to begin with, and you're just back to square one.
Yes, I saw a meme the other day that said, stop having relationship problems with boys you're not in relationships with. And I was like, how can they read my mind?
Hey, you have also got a pretty cool article about dick pics.
I do. This was such a fun one to write. I was like, oh, what am I going to write? And this just came out of my subconscious. Next up, Denny and I pondered the question, why do blokes send dick pics? Because I genuinely want to know why. Denny admitted that he has sent some himself, and his response was, well, very Denny.
Right around the country on Triple M, it is the Danny Lakey Show. Still with Jenna Hocking, you can catch her dating articles that are slightly risque at news.com.au, and sometimes even other news websites pick them up because they catch a bit of wind. They go downstream with a wet sail. People like reading them. People are listening to it.
Well, I keep getting people going, "You're so brave." And I think, God, I'll talk to the person next to me on the bus about it.
I've heard whispers of this. I think it's called a dick pic, is it?
You've heard of it?
Something where men, they send photos of their genitals or something. It's girls? This must be just a rumour, surely.
Don't pretend you don't have six pictures in your phone ready to go. It's a thing, and I get a lot of them from a lot of weird guys. They slide into my DMs. I don't ask for them. They just think. And here's what I want to ask you, Danny Lakey. Why do guys think we want to see pictures of their peckers? Because I'm going to be honest, they're not pretty.
Well, some of them are pretty pretty.
You think they are.
They're like a cylindrical vagina. I think what it is guys like to, well, we sexualize everything, right? So you women are kind of spoiled for choice. You've got like three big sexy parts, right? Even besides your face and like your legs, you've got your boobs, you've got your ass, and you've got your vag. Three things that guys have been putting on a pedestal for a very long time. If you could crawl inside the mind of dudes, I mean, we're thinking about it all the time. My only theory is, honestly, I've never sent an unsolicited dick pic. I've sent one the other day, actually, and I'll tell you about that in a sec. But the guy who is sending the dick pic and wants the girl to lust over that, it's the same reason like a guy might wolf whistle at a girl in the street and say, "Hey, nice legs, when do they open?" Because that guy is just gagging to walk down the street and see a woman at a cafe go, "Oh, nice hog, when can I pull back the skin?" Like, he wants that. And he fails to see it from someone else's point of view. So just go, "Oh, yeah, I like puss, I like tits, she'll like dick."
Oh.
At least I think that's what goes through the dick pic connoisseur's sender's
mind.
It's not.
We find them entertaining and we're going to show our friends and we're going to really zoom in on them. But it doesn't make me want to rip off my clothes and hail the nearest taxi to the bloke's place. And can I just say, you don't put any effort in. Like, where is the pretty lighting? Where is the good angle? They look so aggressive. And there's always like a wet towel on the floor in the background or a messy room. Like, at least if I'm going to send a saucy little picture, I've got a candle lit. I know the good angle. Don't try.
Or you maybe get paranoid about the dick pic that I sent the other day, which is probably the first dick pic I've sent in about 4 years, to be honest.
Tell me what it was.
I mean, it's looking pretty glossy and large up there. So that's what the pubes, they're all kept intact. So that's where our mind's going. But come to think of it, in the background, there is half a ukulele, about a quarter of a fan, an electric cord in the background as well.
No, you got too thirsty and just took it and didn't think about it. Like, romanticize it a bit. Give it, like, if you send me one and you've gone to a bit of effort, maybe I'll give you some props, but we don't like them.
I'm going to set up like a little shoebox that you do in primary school. You make like a little marionette puppet show and like a full background, like some red satin curtains, and then it just comes out. Doo-dun, doo-dun. Maybe tie a little bit of fishing wire on it. "Pleased to meet you." I'm going to really put in some effort in the future.
And do know that her girlfriends will see that picture, so don't put your face in it.
Oh, but I send it on Instagram and allow it once only.
Oh, smart. But you know that you can still take a screenshot of that.
Yeah, I know. And there are apps that even take the screenshot without notifying them that they've taken the screenshot.
What are they? I want to know.
Is that news to you?
Yeah, that's news.
You can download apps that take the screenshot without even notifying the other person.
Oh, because I always know when someone's a perv because you get that little...
You get the notification.
Blah, blah, blah has taken a photo of your photo.
Yeah, stops people doing it. No. There was clearly some guy, a dick pic connoisseur, who's come up with an app that can get around that. So, word of warning for people sending things out there. By the way, it's not all dick pics, by the way. The reason I sent this dick pic is because a girl sent me a flap snap.
And did you find that attractive?
Yes. And she had dirty clothes in the background. I loved it.
You two are so thirsty for each other.
Oh, guys and girls think in mysteriously different ways. And, let it be known that if you do send a dick pic, you best be ready for her to show her friends and giggle about it at a cafe over a double espresso. Thank you very much, Jana Shocking Hocking, for coming in for Dating Thursdays. We'll see you next week. More stories, more juice?
I hope so. Yes. Let's go out into the dating world and find a story.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Jana with a J. You can rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes to give the poddy a boost in the charts and help others find it. Jana with a J is recorded in Sydney and the audio is given some special magic producing by Mike Sideshow Anderson. Tune in next week when we tackle another dating dilemma. I'm Jana Hocking and you've been listening to Jana with a J. Mwah.